Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，午安。
My name is Ted Peng.
我们弟兄是 Ted Peng.
I came from Los Angeles.
他来自洛杉矶。
I thank the Lord that over the years I served and met with a group of brothers and sisters at Alhambra, Los Angeles.
那么我感谢主，在那么多年来，我在洛杉矶的 Hebron 和一群弟兄姐妹们一起服侍。
And I never thought I would be asked to even talk about the subject.
我从来没有想过我会被邀请来谈这个题目。
Because as our brother Jerry shared yesterday, this matter of church government, when you really think about it, if you are involved in it, you fear and tremble.
那么，正如我们弟兄Jerry 昨天说，如果我们思考这个题目的时候，我们会战惊。
Because it was entrusted to us by God.
因为这乃是由神委托给我们的。
When I was recently I have an experience which has to do with something that somebody entrusted to me.
那么最近呢，我有一个经历，就是关于有人把某件事托付给我。
About 2.5 years ago, I became grandfather.
两年半前呢，我们弟兄成为祖父。
And about half a year ago, my wife and I started to be given a mission.
那么两年对不对？半年前呢，我的太太给我这我太太得着这个使命。
And when my son and my daughter-in-law and their little child son came to our house, and then on Saturday they have to the both of them have to go to the Bible study.
那么当我的儿子和媳妇还有他孩子到我们家中的时候，在星期六呢，他们两位需要去查经。
Yeah, and they have to drive about half an hour to get there, and then after the Bible study they have to come back. Take another half an hour.
那么他们需要驾半点钟的车到聚会所去，然后查经会完之后再半个钟头回来。
So they entrusted this Matthew to us.
所以他就把这个交托给我们。
Yeah, and his name is Matthew.
他的名字是马太。
And I was really thrilled to do that.
我非常兴奋的来这样做。
But when I observed my wife, actually she was rather somber.
当我注意我太太的时候，她比较严肃了。
Yeah, and so you know we took care of this Matthew that night.
那天晚上我们就照顾这位马太。
Yeah, and I had a great fun playing with him.
那么我和他玩呢，就有很好的时光。
And my wife was very happy too.
我的太太也非常高兴。
But I noticed that she was worried all the time.
但是我注意到他感到非常担忧。
Yeah, and then when my daughter-in-law Channing and my son came back from the Bible study,
那么当我的媳妇和儿子从查经班回来之后
，and both of us, especially my wife, had a sigh of relief.
那么我们两位，特别是我太太呢，就感到非常欣慰。
And I noticed one thing.
我注意到一点。
And although I was excited and you know, just wanted to play, but my wife had all the time had this responsibility in mind.
那么虽然我是很乐意和孙子玩，但是我的太太呢，总是有这个责任在心中。
Yes, and then also her observation is different from mine.
而她的观察和我的也不一样。
Now I just felt this kid was the thrill, beautiful, you know, playful.
那我就认为这孩子非常好看，在那里玩耍。
But she noticed how this little child was waiting for his mother to come back.
我太太注意到这个孩子呢，如何一直在等待他的母亲回来。
And also how this child, his mom has taken such a good care of him that he behaved so well.
那么他这位孩子，他母亲非常好的照顾他，使得他是这个非常好的一位孩子。
So my point is, you know, when we were entrusted something which doesn't really belong to us.
所以当我们被委托一件不属于我们的。
And yet we also love very much.
但是我们也仍旧非常爱他。
And this is awesome responsibility.
这是很大的一个责任。
And so. sometimes when I think about when we serve in the church, the governing, which the Lord has entrusted to our hand, it's something like that.
有时我思考，当我们在教会里服侍，那么神所委托给我们，在教会中的治理也像这样。
Yeah, it doesn't really belong to us.
其实不是真正属于我们的。
It belongs to Him.
这属于他。
And we have to be extremely careful.
我们必须要极大的小心。
And also our attitude determines how we act.
而我们的态度也决定我们如何的行动。
So we have to really remember this is His, not ours.
所以我们必须要记得这是他的，不是我们的。
And it is He that entrusted the governing to our hands.
乃是他把治理的责任交托在我们的手中。
And whether we serve in the capacity of overseeing,
无论我们是否是在这个长老的职位上服侍,
capacity of being servant, as the so-called deacon,
或者在仆人, 或者这执事的职位上服侍,
or we just serve in general as a brother,
或者我们以普遍的一位弟兄来服侍,
it is the Lord, He who entrusted the governing of His own church to our hands.
乃是主把他教会的治理交托在我们手中。
And when we look at it, we really fear and tremble.
所以当我们看到的时候，我们真正是恐惧战惊。
But however, God so loved His own church.
但是神那么爱他自己的教会。
And also for all of us who have a little heart to serve Him.
也为着我们每一位有着微小的心意来服侍他的。
And who are willing to take some responsibility.
愿意来承担一些责任。
And learn a little bit of the cross.
来学习一点有关十字架。
And God is totally willing to fill us with His own grace.
神是非常乐意的用他的恩典来充满我们。
So today I think my burden is just to share on somehow on those who are entrusted with the governing in His own church.
那么今天我要分享就是神委托给那些要治理教会的责任。
Our attitude and how should we look at this matter?
而我们的态度和我们对这件事的观点应该如何？
So can we just read a few scriptures?
让我们读几处的经文。
And the first one our brother read yesterday already, which is Isaiah chapter 9.
首先我们弟兄昨天已经念过，就是以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7.
第6和第7节。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and a government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it, to uphold it with judgment and with the righteousness from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord will perform this.
因有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。 以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心。And
the government shall be upon his shoulder.
我要强调这一句，政权必担在他的肩头上。And
also the first part of verse 7, it says, of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end.
还有第七节的第五。 一部分就是他的政权与平安必加增无穷。And
the last part of verse 7, the zeal of the Lord will perform this.
那么这一节的最后一部分就是，神的热心 主的热心必成就这事。
And then the third, I would like to read was actually something very familiar, which is Psalm 133.
那么非常熟悉的诗篇一百三十三篇。
Psalm 133.
诗篇一百三十三篇。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
看了弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Like the precious oil upon the head that ran down from the beard upon Aaron's head, that ran down to the hem of his garments.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
As the dew of Hermon that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there shall Jehovah commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Lordy, we humbly come to you. Lord, I know I'm so inadequate to actually share on this subject, but Lord, we believe that you have grace for all of us. And Lord, we believe that you will speak. So Lord, we all are waiting here. And Lord, you just speak, your servant heareth. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I think I will just share 4 points today.
我想今天我将分享四点。
Yeah, the first point is this matter that the government is on his shoulder.
那么第一点就是政权必担在他的身上。
Brothers and sisters, I think the most important thing for us who have any responsibility in his house is that we have to believe this.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我们在他的家中如果有任何责任的话，我们首先必须要相信这一点。
And this is not just something written on the book. It is.Has to be real.
这不是写在书本上的，这必须是真实的。
And would make was just this matter of authority and submission and leadership.
第二点呢，我所要讲的就是这个权柄领导还有顺服。
Yeah. And yesterday our brother actually emphasized this matter of submission really well.
昨天我们的弟兄非常恰当的。强调了顺服这一点。
So after he explained authority,
那么之后他就解释了权柄。
You know, this subject is so important that since our brother has already mentioned it, I will just mention a couple of points there.
那么这个题目是那么重要，在我们弟兄提了之后，我再强调几点。
Yeah, and the third point I would like to share is this matter of responsibility.And qualifications.
那么另外一点我要分享的乃是责任和资格。
And I think there I would mention, a couple of functions that we usually know very well, which is overseeing function and servant function.
那么在那里呢，我要强调几个熟悉的这个功用，就是监督还有这个仆人的功用。
But in addition to that, I want to share on this matter of just the responsibility of a brother.
在这之上呢，我要分享一位就是弟兄的责任。
Yeah, and that just talks about any one of us, every one of us, whether we have the function of a deacon, whether we have the function of an overseer, or whether we don't have any of these official functions. As long as we are a brother.In his house, we have some responsibilities.
那么，这是对每一个人而言，无论是自事是监督，或者根本没有任何职务在身，这是讲到每一位弟兄在神的家中而言。
Now here I want to clarify one thing. When we talk about brother, we are talking about brothers and sisters.
那么我要强调一点，叫姐。解释一点，就是当我们讲到弟兄的时候，其实我们是说到弟兄和姐妹。
And this is not just for convenience, this is biblical.
这不是单单为了方便的缘故，这是合乎圣经的。
And if we look at, for example, in Deuteronomy, when we all are familiar with this, this is a Hebrew slave.
那么，当我们看这个《生命记》里面有关这个希伯来奴隶的时候
，Yeah, and he stay in his master's house 7 years, and then he decided to stay.
那么他在他的主人家中，活了在那里，居留了七年，然后决定仍旧要留下来。
Yeah, and the Bible there says the Hebrew slave, the Hebrew brother, a man or a woman.
那么在圣经里面说到这个希伯来弟兄，无论他是男的或者是女的。
And actually, when we go to the New Testament, we see similar things.All of us, whether we are a brother or whether we are a sister, we actually, when the Lord sees us, we are the brothers in the church.
那么在新约里面是一样，当主看我们的时候，无论是弟兄或者姐妹，他都是以弟兄的眼光来看我们。
Yeah, the implication over there is a responsibility.
在那里的意思的乃是说指着责任。
Yeah. So the last thing I would like to, the last point I want to mention, to share, was this, how God actually raised, prepared spiritual leaders.
那么最后一点我要分享的乃是说，那么神如何的兴起还有预备这些属灵的领袖。
Especially young spiritual leaders.
特别是年轻的属灵领导。
So those are the four points I wish that by the grace of the Lord I could share a little bit.
那么乃是这四点呢，我盼望按照神的恩典能够分享。
The first point about the government is on his shoulder.
第一点乃是政权担在他的身上，他的肩上。
Now that was Prophet Isaiah mentioned that about 7 years before Christ, 700 years before Christ.
那么这以赛亚先知呢，在主前七百年这样的提出来。
But there he said specifically, a son will be given.
他那里特别讲到有一个儿子而生。
And the government will be on his shoulder.
而这个政权呢会担在他的肩上。
And there's no question the Son is our Lord Jesus Christ.
毫无疑问的，这位儿子呢就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And indeed, in the full of time, fullness of time, the Lord Jesus came.
的确，时候满足的时候呢，主耶稣就降生了。
Now we ask ourselves the question: Was the government on his shoulder?
我们就问我们自己这个问题：是否政权真的在他的肩上呢
？When he was walking on the earth.
当他在地上行的时候
，Then we could also ask ourselves the question: Was the government on his shoulder in the time of the Acts?
我们也可以问我们自己这个问题：在使徒时代的时候，这个政权是否是在他的肩上
？That's when our Lord Jesus have been crucified and resurrected and ascended.
乃是在我们主被钉十字架死而复活之后，升天之后。
And then we could ask a further question after the period of the Acts.
另外一个问题就是在使徒行传这个时代之后。
Now, over the centuries until now.
那么多的世纪一直到今天。
Did he have the government on his shoulder?
他是否有政权担在他的肩上
？Now I think it's very important for us to serve, to see in our spirit that he did.
我们凡服侍的必须在圣灵里面看到他的确如此。
And then hold fast to that he indeed is the head of his own house.
并且坚守他的确是他全家之主。
And I would like to read a verse. This is I think we are all familiar with the Ephesians chapter 1.
我想我们非常熟悉以弗所书第一章。
And toward the end of the chapter,
在这一章的末了。
And it says that God has given him to be the head of all things to the church.
那么就说到神交给他万有在。这个教会里面
，and which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
就是说，叫他成为教会万有之首。教会就是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
So he indeed is the head of everything, but especially to his own church.
他的确是万物之首，特别是在他教会当中为元首。
The church is his body.
教会是他的身体。
So this is in Ephesians.
所以这是在以弗所书里。
Now there is another place which is in Hebrews.
还有另外一处是在希伯来书。
Now Hebrews chapter 3 it says.
希伯来书第三章如此说。
It says that okay, maybe I should just turn to. Can we just turn to Hebrews chapter 3?
让我们翻到希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3. He says here, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus, who is faithful to him who has constituted him, as Moses also in all his house. Oh, this is verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬宗，如同摩西在神的全家敬宗一样。
So here, the author of Hebrews mentioned essentially two persons. One is our Lord Jesus, the other was Moses.
那么希伯来书的作者提出两位人物，一位是耶稣，另外一位是摩西。
Now he actually called us, the holy brethren, to actually consider this matter.
那么他其实呼召我们的圣洁的弟兄们来思考这件事。
When he talks about Jesus, he says Jesus was faithful to him that has constituted him.
那么说到耶稣乃是忠于那设立他的。
And then further, when we go down, he says, verse 5, it says, and Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a ministering servant for a testimony of the things to be spoken after. But Christ, the Son, over his house, whose house are we?
第五节，摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事，但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望，和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
So here the author says, the Lord Jesus, he is the son over his house.
所以在这里，耶稣乃是他家的元首。
And actually, in the Chinese translation, it is actually very telling. It says, he is the son who governs his house.
在华文的翻译本说到他乃是那位儿子治理他家的。
Yeah, and then, so here the scripture tells us the Lord Jesus actually is the head of the house.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们的主耶稣的确是这全家的元首。
And he actually is over his own house.
他乃是在治理他自己的家。
It is not just in name, it is in reality.
不是单单在名号而已，是实际的。
Actually, when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
其实当我们的主耶稣在世上的时候，
he came, our brother Stephen talked about it this morning, he came with two names.
我们的江弟兄今天早上说过，我们的主来的时候他有以两个名字而来。
Our brother mentioned his name being Emmanuel, which is God with man.
我们的弟兄说到两个名字，其中一个是以马内利，就是神与人同在。
I'm sorry, our brother mentioned one name, but then the scripture has another name, which is just simply Jesus.
对不起，我们弟兄提到一个名字，但是圣经里面有另外一个名字，就简单的耶稣。
Yeah, who his own people from sin.
拯救他的百姓脱离罪恶。
The important thing is when our Lord Jesus came, the whole God's people is in darkness.
重要的乃是当我们主耶稣来的时候，神的百姓全在黑暗当中。
There was just Judaism. There was no church.
所以
However, our Lord Jesus came.
但是我们的主耶稣来了。
And he says the Spirit of the Lord was upon me.
他说到圣灵，神的灵在我身上。
And he anointed me.
他膏了我。
And to preach the good tidings to the poor.
向贫穷的宣告这个美好的信息。
Yeah, to the captive deliverance.
对被俘虏的得到释放。
To the oppressed, being set free.
被欺压的得着
自由。And indeed, when the Lord Jesus came, he brought light to this world.
的确，当主耶稣来到世上的时候，他把光带到世界。
And then gradually, those who are honest saw one thing by the revelation of God.
那些诚实的，他们借着神的启示看到一点。
And they saw that this Jesus is the Son of God.
他们
is the Messiah.
看到耶稣乃是神的儿子，乃是弥赛亚。
And then Lord Jesus says, "On this rock I shall build my church."
那么主耶稣说，在这磐石上我要建立我的教会。
The gate of Hades cannot prevail against it.
阴间的权势不能胜过它。
So when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
当我们的主耶稣在世上的时候
，the government was on his shoulder.
这个政权确实在他身上，他的肩上。
Judaism was trying to crush him.
犹太教乃是尝试要把他压碎。
Was trying to stop him.
乃是尝试要拦阻他。
They could not.
他们不能。
They put him on the cross.
他们把他放在十字架上。
And our Lord Jesus indeed was crucified.
我们的主耶稣的确被钉在十字架上。
And he was buried.
他被埋葬。
And but he was ascended.
但是他升天。
Although the Judaism thought that on earth they have crushed this person Jesus.
虽然犹太教认为他们在世上已经压碎了这位耶稣。
But our Lord Jesus has accomplished what God is entrusted to him on earth at that time.
但是我们的主耶稣在当时在地上已经完成了神所托付他的。
And that was only the beginning.
而这只不过是开始而已。
During the time of the Acts,
在使徒行传的时候
，Our Lord Jesus continued to work and to speak.
我们的主耶稣继续的工作，继续的说话。
And through the Holy Spirit and through those who are faithful to Him,
借着圣灵和借着那些效忠于他的。
And again, Judaism was trying to crush them.
再次，这个犹太教又要尝试把他们给压碎。
But they could not.
但是他们不能。
Those people who believed Him.
那些相信他们的
，They have a life. They continue in the in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
他们有这个生命，他们继续遵守使徒和的教训。
And a prayer and breaking bread.
祷告还有薄饼。
The wonderful thing is other people saw these Christians. They were afraid of them.
很奇妙的，其他人看到这些。基督徒的时候，他们害怕他们，惧怕。
But on the other hand, they want to get close to them. They like them.
但是另外一方面，他们要接近他们，他们喜欢他们。
Throughout the whole period of the Acts,
在这《使徒行传》的整个时代里
，those Christians they were the light and salt of the world.
这些基督徒乃是世上的盐，地上的光。
And the reason they could do that is because the Lord Jesus was their Lord.
他们之所以能够这么做，因为主耶稣乃是他们的主。
So there's no question.That the government was on the shoulder of our Lord Jesus.
所以毫无疑问的，政权乃是担在我们主耶稣的肩上。
Although Judaism thought that he was over.
虽然犹太教以为他已经成为过去了。
Now after the time period of the Acts.
在使徒行传时代过去之后。
Over the centuries.
在这些世纪以来。
Those who have a simple heart and simple faith following the Lord, they were persecuted.
那些有简单的信心，简单的心意来跟随主的，他们被逼迫。
They were persecuted by the political system.
他们被这个政治的系统所逼迫。
They were persecuted even more by the religions.
他们更被这个宗教所逼迫。
By so-called Christianity.
被所谓的基督教所逼迫。
But they were always a small group of people, a minority.
但是他们总是。是一小群，是属于少数的。
They were faithful to Lord Jesus.
他们对主耶稣是忠心。
And Lord Jesus was their purpose.
而主耶稣乃是他们的目的。
And Lord Jesus was their inspiration.
主耶稣乃是对他们的启示。
And Lord Jesus was their strength.
主耶稣乃是他们的力量。
And Lord Jesus was their all in all.
主耶稣乃是他们的一切的一切。
They live a very simple life.
他们过非常简单的生活。
Yet they continue to be the light and salt of the world.
但是他们继续成为世上的盐，地上的光。
So brothers and sisters, we have to see this.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要看到这一点。
That this government has always been on his shoulder.
就是政权一直担在他的肩上。
There are those who are faithful to him.
有那些效忠于他的。
I remember when we read the Hebrews, this Hebrew author says, he says that the Lord Jesus was the sun over his house.
那么我记得这希伯来书的作者说到，主耶稣乃是他自己家的元首。
Yeah, and then Moses was the ministering servant.
而摩西乃是这服侍的仆人。
Who is faithful in the whole house of God.
在神的全家里尽忠。
To me, it seems that we all are ministering servants.
对我来说，似乎我们都是服侍的仆人。
Whether we in the local fellowship, whether we are in this overseeing role, or servants role, or we are just brothers, we all are ministering servants in his house.
在当地的聚会里，无论我们是监督或者是服侍的仆人或者是弟兄，我们在他家中都是他的仆人。
But we never can lose the sight. That our Lord Jesus is the head.
但是我们不能失去这个我们所当看到的，就是主耶稣是家的元首。
And he really is over his house.
他的确是在他家里当元首。
Yes, and in practice, it's oftentimes when we run into difficulties in our local fellowship.
在实际操练的时候，也是在我们当地的聚会里。进入一些难处的地方。
And we often feel, well, it is quicker if we don't go to the Lord. Let's just two or three or four and five get together and decide how to do things. That will be really fast.
那么有时认为说，会更快。如果我们不到主面前，就二三四五人决定就可以很快的成就。
And sometimes we're tempted to think that the government on the Lord Jesus' shoulder was academic.
那么有时我们好像被试探，在想有这样的想法，认为政权担在耶稣肩上是这个在
说法。Yeah, but that's not really so.
但并不是如此。
Every time we do not have our Lord Jesus in view as our head, we run into trouble.
每当我们没有主耶稣在我们头里的时候，我们就会进入麻烦当中。
Yes, and we have examples, we have experience to say that is true.
我们有例子，有经历来说这是实在的。
Every single time, if we don't have him in view, we make a big mess.
每一次我们如果没有把它放在我们的视线里面呢，我们就会进入一个变得一塌糊涂。
So I think the first thing is all of us who have some responsibility in his house.Really have to hold fast the head.
那么首先在主家中有任何有责任的，必须要持守我们的元首基督。
And we have to believe this.
我们必须要相信这一点。
The world would never believe this.
那么世界不会相信。
And most of the Christianity probably don't believe it either.
那么基督教的大部分也不相信。
But we have to believe this.
但是我们必须要相信。
It directs, it governs how we behave, how we act in his own house.
那么这指引我们在他的家中如何的操作。
Okay, now, the second point I want to make is about this matter of authority and submission.
那么我所要讲的第二点是权柄和顺服。
Authority, as our brother said, is a spiritual thing.
那么权柄在我们弟兄所说的是件属灵的事。
It has nothing to do, I wouldn't say it's nothing to do, it's totally different from position.
我不会说毫无关联，而是和这个地位完全不同的。
There are a couple of things that the Lord Jesus did when he was on earth.
有两件事，当主耶稣在世上的时候，他做了。
One was other people's observation.
一乃是别人的观察。
Once he was in at Capernaum.
有一次他在加百农，
And then he was speaking.
他在那里讲道。
This is in Mark chapter 1.
这是在马可福音第一章。
And then people were saying something.
那么有人在说一些事。
People said that it's strange, it's amazing. In his word, there is authority.
那么这些人他们说非常稀奇，在他的话语里面有权柄。
And our Lord Jesus has no position at all in the religion at that time.
我们的主耶稣在当时的宗教里没有任何的地位。
And I think it's in Luke chapter, probably chapter 4 or chapter 5, it's describing the same Capernaum story, but it says that the people were amazed that he speaks like a person with authority.
那么在路加福音大概第四或者第五章那里，在同样的加百农事件上，人们说到，当他说话的时候，他好像是一个带有权柄的人。
Not like our scribes.
不像我们的文士那样。
The scribes are people with position.
那么文士乃是有地位的。
They are recognized in the Jewish, Judaism system.
在犹太系统里面是被承认的。
But the people felt that when they speak, they have no authority.
但是人们感觉到，当他们说话的时候，他们没有带着权柄。
Now here is Lord Jesus.
在这里乃是主耶稣。
He has totally no position in the religion. At that time.
他在当时的宗教里完全没有地位。
And yet people say that he speaks as a man of authority.
但是人们却说他说话的时候乃是一位带有权柄的人。
So this authority is something spiritual.
所以这个权柄是属灵的。
Basically dissociated from any position.
和任何的地位是分开的。
And then there was another thing that this is at the end of the Lord's ministry on earth.
另外一点乃是在主耶稣在地上服事的末了的时候。
Pontius Pilate said,
这比拉多
He said, I have the authority to release you, and I have the authority to crucify you.
我有权柄来释放你或者把你钉死在十字架上。
Pontius Pilate at that time had the highest position from a Roman point of view in Judea.
那么本丢比拉多在从罗马的观点来说，在犹大那里是有最高的职位。
He was a political ruler.
最高的地位，他乃是这个政治的统治家。
Nobody on earth would deny that.
统治者在地上没有任何人会否认的。
But the Lord Jesus said.
但是主耶稣如此说。
Unless the authority is from above.
除非这权柄是从上头来的。
You cannot have authority on me.
你在我身上毫无权柄。
So, brothers and sisters, here we see very distinctly that the authority, spiritual authority, only comes from God.
所以我们在这里很清楚地看到，这个权柄，属灵的权柄，单单是从神而来。
And it's given. The Lord Jesus says, unless this authority is given from above.
主耶稣说，除非这权柄是从上头而来。
So the authority can only be given, it cannot be claimed.
所以这权柄只能被赐给，而不能被索取了。
If we feel that we can claim the authority, we can take the authority, that's not spiritual authority.
如果我们认为说我们可以索取这权柄的话，这不是属灵的权柄。
And that is not the authority from God.
而这不是从神而来的权柄。
And actually, that's totally useless.
其实这是
in God's house.
在神的家中是完全无用的。
Another thing about this authority.
另外一点有关这个权柄。
Is actually pretty serious.
乃是相当严肃。
Saul in the First Samuel.
在
Second Samuel. In the First Samuel, sorry.
撒母耳记上的扫罗。
And Saul did not listen to the Lord.
扫罗没有听主的话。
And he was actually anointed to be the king.
其实
to be the king of Israel.
他被高为这个以色列的国王。
But he did not listen to the Lord.
但是他没有听主的话。
And he has reasons to tell Samuel.
他有理由来告诉撒母耳。
And Samuel says, because you rejected the Lord rejected you as well.
撒母耳就说, 既然你厌弃神, 神也厌弃你。
So, brothers and sisters, this authority is an awesome thing.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 这个权柄是非常, 严肃的一件事。
The minute we come out from under the authority of God, the minute we lose it.
很重大的一件事, 当我们从这个权柄底下出来的时候, 我们就失去了。
Another thing, among brothers and sisters, there are brothers and sisters who are spiritually discerned.
那么另外一点就是在弟兄姐妹们当中呢, 他们有这个属灵的看透能力,
属灵的分辨能力。 Yeah. And the minute that we come out from under the authority of the Lord, of God, they can tell. Brothers and sisters can tell.
一旦我们从神的权柄底下出来的时候, 弟兄姐妹们就能够分辨出来。
So we have to be really, I mean, if we are given any authority by the Lord, we have to really walk and live with tremble and fear.
如果我们从神得的权柄的话, 我们的确是要, 恐惧战惊的过活。
It doesn't really mean that we have, you know, we live in a fear. It just means that we have to really look at this matter of authority with respect, with great respect.
并不是说我们要惧怕的生活，而是说我们对于这个权柄的这件事要很注重。
Because it doesn't really belong to us.
因为其实这不属于我们的。
It belongs to God.
这是属于神的。
About this matter of submission.
有关顺服的这件事。
I just want to mention one thing which recently, because I have to prepare for this particular subject, I learned a lesson.
那么, 因为最近我需要准备这个题目, 所以我就学了一个功课。
I used to read Philippians chapter 2, a part of it. I just thought that Paul probably was talking about something not practical.
那么, 我一向来读这个腓立比书第二章, 我认为保罗所讲的并不是非常实际的。
And there Paul told us to be humble.
那在那里保罗告诉我们要谦卑。
And yet he says that we have to have one thought. We have to have one mind.
说到我们要有同一的思想,同一的心思。
And I thought that's not possible.
我认为这是不可能的。
I always thought that's not possible.
我总是认为这是不可能的。
However, when I read further on, when I understand what Paul was really saying over there.
当我继续往前读, 我才真的明白保罗在那里是说什么。
He was talking about humility.
他乃是在说到谦卑。
When he says that we should have a mind as the mind of Lord Jesus.
说到我们应当以基督的心为心。
He was talking about the humility and obedience of our Lord Jesus.
他乃是说到我们的主耶稣的这个谦卑。
The only reason that we can be of one mind.
我们能够有同一心思的唯一理由。
And then we have one thought.
有同一的意念。
Is that humility and submission prevail.
就是这个谦卑和顺服得胜的。
This is something that our brother mentioned yesterday.
这是我们弟兄昨天就已经提过。
And it is extremely important. If we are not humble, if we do not submit, then the will of the Lord will not emerge.
我们真的顺服,
the Lord can emerge, can be seen.
然后我们就可以看到神的旨意就能够浮现出来, 能够被看见。
So what Paul said, that we have to have one thought, one mind, it is possible.
所以保罗说我们要有同一心思同一念这是能够达到的。
And when we think about it in our own local fellowship, how many times we indeed have one mind, we indeed have one thought.
想到在我们当地的聚会里有什么时候 有过同一的心思，同一的意念。
And in fact, that is when the brothers know how to submit to each other.
那乃是当弟兄们学会如何彼此顺服的时候。
If there's any pride, if there's any pride, 骄傲，
有任何骄傲在我们里面的话。
Or refuse to submit.
或者拒绝顺服。
And then the will of the Lord and the beauty of the Lord will just be covered, will be muffled.
那么神的旨意和神的荣美将会被覆盖。
And there was another verse which our brother mentioned yesterday, which is in Ephesians.
我们弟兄昨天也提了另外一节，是在以弗所书里。
Which says that we should subject to each other in the fear of Christ.
我们必须在敬畏基督里头彼此的顺服。
Now, actually, in the past, I didn't know what that fear is.
在过去，我不晓得这个惧怕，是的敬畏是什么。
But if we put it in this context, we can understand it.
但是如果我们放在这个内容里面，我们就能够知道了。
It's only through us submitting to each other.
就是当我们彼此顺服的时候。
And the will of the Lord can be seen.
神的旨意就能够被看见。
The mind of the Lord can be not hidden.
那么神的心思呢，就不会被隐藏起来。
Only when we are willing to submit to each other.
只有当我们愿意彼此顺服的时候。
And let the life in our brother, in our sister shine.
让在我们弟兄或者姐妹里面的生命发出光来。
It's only in that situation that we do not make the love of the Lord small.
只有在这样的情况底下，我们不会把神的爱缩小。
And only in when we submit to each other, then we will not misrepresent our Lord Jesus.
只有当我们彼此顺服的时候，我们才不会错误的代表我们的主耶稣。
So submission is really an extremely important thing.
所以顺服是非常重要的一件事。
Yeah. Okay. And then I think I will. Mention this matter of responsibilities and qualifications.
然后我再提一下，有关这个责任和资格。
And the First Timothy chapter 3, Apostle Paul actually mentioned very specifically the qualification of the overseers. And of the servants, or to put it the other way, elders or deacons.
那么在提摩太前书第三章那里，保罗很清楚的写列明这个长老和执事他们的职责。
Yeah.
他们的资格。
Right. And the emphasis over there seems to be more of a qualification than assignment.
在那里所强调的乃是。资格甚于他们的责任。
And the emphasis more on the testimony and the life than on what his responsibility is.
乃是强调他们的这个见证和
生活的见
证，而不是他们的职责是什么？
对，责任。
责任是什么
？Yeah. So I think brothers and sisters are very familiar with this. So I'm not going to really go into detail of this.
那么我认为弟兄姐妹们对这一点非常熟悉，所以不会仔细的说下去。
Now I just want to mention, for example, this matter of overseer.
那么有关监督的这件事。
And Paul says over First Timothy, he says, if we want to be an overseer or want to be an elder, we have to admire good work.
那么
we have to desire a good work.
在保罗在提摩太前书这里说，如果要做这个监督的话，我们要渴慕善工。
Now this good work it doesn't really mean a religious work. It's not at all. Not doesn't mean religious work.
这善工并不是指着宗教的工作。
And when I read it and read some other versions and so on, I came to the understanding.
他会固守真道到极点。
So, dear brothers and sisters, if we do not know the Lord, if we do not know His purpose, if we are not familiar with his word, it would be very difficult for us to serve.
所以如果我们不晓得不认识主，不晓得他的旨意，不晓得他的话语的话，这样会很难服侍他。
Now this Stephen has set a high standard.
那么斯蒂凡立下一个很高的标准。
But brothers and sisters, we have a lot of time.
那但是弟兄姐妹，我们有很多的这个时间。
我们有很多的时间。
时间。
Yeah. So in the rest of our life, we should commit ourselves to the Lord.
所以在我们其余的生命当中呢，必须要能够被主所用。
Let him work in our life.
让他在我们的生命里面工作。
Let his cross work in our life.
让他的十字架在我们身上工作。
So that we know his grace.
使到我们知道他的恩典。
We really have faith in him.
我们在他里头真正有信心。
And then we are humble enough that the Holy Spirit can fill us.
那么我们能够谦卑来让圣灵来充满我们。
That we know his word.
而我们知道他的工作。
That indeed the Lord can use us as servants.
的确主能够使用我们作为他的仆人。
Now, in addition to these functions, there's also, I believe there's also the function of just general brothers.
那么在这些功用之上，我也相信有这个普通的弟兄们的功用。
And sometimes we feel that I'm not designated as an overseer, I'm not designated as a deacon, therefore I lay back.
有时候我们感觉到我们没有被委派作为监督或者执事，所以我就往后靠。
What the Bible tells us is totally different.
但是圣经所告诉我们的是截然不同的。
These few days we have heard there's a holy priesthood.
这几天我们听到有这个君尊的祭司。
Yeah, the Lord have Moses told Pharaoh, let my people know, go so that they can serve me.
那么主告诉借着摩西告诉法老说，让我的百姓走，使得他们能够来服侍我。
Everyone has to serve the Lord.
每一位都要服侍主。
Now, there is a picture that David wrote in the Psalm 133.
那么有一幅图画，那大卫在诗篇133篇里面所写出来。
Now, David was a person with people.
那么大卫乃是和百姓在一起的。
When he was escaping the persecution of Saul.
当他在躲避扫罗的逼迫的时候。
There were 400 people who were distressed, who were poor, who were in debt, came to him.
那么有400位那些贫穷，他们受逼迫在困境当中的跟随他。
Now over the years, the Lord bring them, the Lord David actually lead them, and the Lord actually bless them.
那么在那么多年来，大卫带领他们，主祝福他们。
And as we know that these people, out of these people, are the great warriors, the brave men of David.
那么从这里这些人里面就出现他的勇士们。
So when David saw these things, he saw what God has done.
所以当大卫看到这些事，看到神所做的。
He says, how beautiful and how good for brothers to dwell together.
他就写说，弟兄和睦同居是何等善。
And then he further on, he says,
然后他继续地说，
what is that good?
这有什么好？
What is good are two things.
这好是两件事。
One is it is like the dew from Hermon down to the mountains of Zion.
那么首先是像这个黑曼的甘露到锡安山。
And there the Lord command blessing life forevermore.
在那里神赐福永远的生命。
He saw life in among brothers and sisters.
他在弟兄姐妹们当中看到生命。
Life forevermore.
这永恒的生命。
And the other thing he said was this.
他说的另外一件事。
It is like the precious oil coming down on the head of Aaron and to his beard and to the hem of his garments.
另外一点，他说这好比贵重的膏油从头流到他的胡须，到他的衣襟。
Now in the Old Testament, anointing or oil always represents assignment of some responsibility to serve.
在旧约里面，被膏这个膏油呢，总是意味着一种责任来服侍。
It says brothers dwell in unity for the purpose of serve.
他说到弟兄和睦同居 的目的乃是要服侍。
So part of it is life, the flow of life.
所以其中一方面是生命的涌流。
And a part of it is the flow of service.
另外一方面是服侍的涌流。
It's the same oil that was put on the head of Aaron and then on his beard, on the hem of his garment.
乃是同样的膏油，膏在亚伦的头上，他的胡须，他的衣襟。
So brothers and sisters, you and I, as long as we are in His body, we have the responsibility to serve.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你和我只要在他的身体里面，我们有这个责任来服侍。
And we serve in unity.
我们乃是在合一当中来服侍。
Now this order, this command, this assignment comes from our Lord Jesus first.
那么这个命令，这个使命呢，是从首先从主耶稣那里来的。
Comes to our Lord Jesus first.
首先来到我们主耶稣身上。
And then comes to all of us.
然后来到我们每一位。
So, this is a beautiful picture.
所以这是非常美丽的一幅图画。
All of us have to serve.
我们每一位都要服侍。
In unity.
在合一当中。
And with the same anointing.
有同样的膏油。
Now. One thing is about this brethren.
有一点关于弟兄。
And our Lord Jesus, when he was resurrected.
当我们的主耶稣复活的时候。
He told Mary one thing.
他告诉玛利亚一件事。
He says, "Tell my brothers." It's the first time he called them this way. He told my brothers, that I'm going to my Father, which is their Father.And my God, which is their God.
那么他告诉玛利亚说，告诉我的弟兄们，这是第一次他这样称呼他们，说告诉我们的弟兄们，我要到我的父那里去，就是他们的父，到我的神那里去，也就是他们的神。
It's very specific. He says, my Father, which is your Father, and my God, which is your God.
所以非常特别的指出我的父就是你的父，我的神你的神。
So I believe my God, my Father,It emphasizes life. My God, it emphasizes the will of God.
所以我相信他讲到父的时候是说到生命，而讲到神的时候是讲到神的旨意。
Yeah, these disciples at that time, actually, they have much weakness.
这些门徒在那个时候他们有相当多的软弱。
But our Lord is ready to give them responsibilities.
但是我们的主却预备要给他们责任。
The Lord knew that after they see and witness His resurrection and His ascension, His death, His resurrection, His ascension, these people are going to be different people.
那么主知道，当这些人看见并且见证他的死、他的复活和他的升天，这些人都会改变。
And they can be brothers that be given responsibility.
他们能够成为弟兄，能够托付给他们责任。
Yeah, another thing very important about this brother is in Romans chapter 8.
那另外一点有关弟兄这个重要的课题就是在罗马书第八章。
Yeah, and we are all familiar with the verse which says In all things, God does all things for the goodness of those who love Him.
说到神使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And then He says, why for those who love Him to have benefit? There's a reason.
为什么爱神的人会得这益处？有这个原因。
So that those who foreknew, He will cause them to be conformed to the image of His Son.
那些他所预先认识的，他就会把他们磨成他儿子基督的形象。
Now why to be conformed to the image of His Son?
为什么要磨成他儿子基督他儿子的形象？
Now immediately He says, so that His Son can be the firstborn among brethren.
他马上就说，使得他儿子能够在他的弟兄门当中做长子。
There's no question that our Lord is firstborn.
所以毫无疑问的，我们的主耶稣是长子。
Here Paul told us that we ought to be His worthy brothers.
在这里保罗告诉我们，我们当做他配得的弟兄们。
Yes, and we have to be really humble ourselves and endure all circumstances, learn all lessons to be conformed to his image.
那么我们必须要谦卑我们自己来在各种的情况底下来学习这功课，为了磨成他的样形式。
The Lord give us a very glorious expectation.
那么我们的主给我们非常荣耀的这个期望。
That we can be his worthy brothers.
我们能够成为他配得的弟兄们。
So brothers and sisters, being a brother is a tremendous thing.
所以弟兄姐妹们身为一位弟兄是非常极大的一件事。
We should serve. We should do anything that any brothers and sisters ask us to do.
我们必须要服侍，必须要按照任何弟兄姐妹叫我们做的去做。
Then we have to be humble.
而我们必须要谦卑。
We have to submit to the delegated authority.
我们必须顺服在这个所指派的权柄底下。
It's a wonderful thing to be a brother.
身为一位弟兄是非常奇妙的一件事。
And there's one other thing very, very practical.
还有另外一件非常实际的。
In a local assembly, we could have a very spiritual overseers or spiritual leading brothers or very spiritual deacons. But then, if we as brothers, we all are not spiritual, it will be extremely difficult for them to work.
那么在一个当地的聚会里面，我们能够有非常属灵的监督或者自视，但是如果弟兄们是没有成熟的话，就很难让他们来工作。
And then even more serious, it would be even very, very difficult for the Holy Spirit to pick among us, to give us responsibilities, to be deacons, to be the overseers.
那么对圣灵来说就更难的来选出哪一些能够给予责任来作为长老和监督和执事。
And then suppose all of us will ask the Lord to help us to be spiritual, to be mature spiritually.
比方如果我们每一位都要求主让我们成为属灵，成为成熟的人。
It will be extremely easy for the Holy Spirit to get many brothers in the assembly.Who are spiritual, who are mature.
如果在我们聚会当中有许多许多的弟兄们，他们是属灵又成熟的。
And who have been functioning brothers for many years.
在许多年里已经是按弟兄的身份来操作。
It will be easier for the Lord, for the Holy Spirit to set up his order in his own church.
那么对主和圣灵来说将会更容易的在他的家中在教会里设立他的这个次序。
I only have 5 minutes left.
只剩五分钟。
So I just mentioned this matter of the Lord making spiritual leaders.
所以我就分享主使这个属灵如何产生属灵的领导。
Every time when I thought about this Joshua and Caleb, I'm encouraged.
没事，我想到约书亚和加勒的时候，我就得到鼓励。
These are the people who, when they were young, they have a hidden life with the Lord.
这些人当他们年轻的时候呢，他们是在主里面有隐藏的生命。
And then over the years, the Lord picked them to be the leaders.
在许多年来之后呢，神拣选他们来作为领袖。
And then the Lord gave them special grace, and at very difficult situation.That they could stood up for the Lord.
所以，然后神给他们特别的恩典，在非常艰难的情况底下，他们能够为神站立。
They also, over the years, when things are very difficult in the wilderness, 38 years.
那么，当事情非常艰难的时候，在旷野里38年。
Many of the people who grew up with them, their friends, they all died.
许多和他。一起成长的他们的朋友那些男人都死了。
But the Lord is their strength.
但是主是他们的力量。
The Lord used them to lead the next generation of Israelites to cross the River Jordan and conquer Canaan.
使用他们来带领另外一代的以色列人来过这个约旦河来攻占迦南地。
It's a tremendous encouragement to see there are brothers like those.
所以这是极大的鼓励，来看到有像这样的弟兄们。
But when they were young,
那是当他们年轻的时候。
They have a hidden life with the Lord.
他们在主里头有隐藏的生活。
Joshua was a attendant of Moses.
那么，这个约书亚是摩西的侍从帮手。
帮手 ，yeah. For many years.
许多年。
Whatever Moses need help, he would help.
无论摩西需要什么，他将会帮忙他。
And when Moses went to the tent, coming back to the tent, Joshua will stay there by himself.
当摩西去帐幕，然后再回来，约书亚就独自在那里。
When Joshua in his zeal will make some suggestions, and Moses knows no that's spiritually wrong, Moses will tell him, and he will be corrected.
那么当这个约书亚他因着他的这个热心讲了一些错误的提议，那么摩西当场就会纠正他。
So he has a hidden life with the Lord.
所以他在主里头呢有一个隐藏的生命。
He can be corrected.
他能够被纠正过来。
And he is humble.
而他是这加勒。
The Bible tells us that he has another spirit hidden, except for this word.
那么加勒的生命是隐藏了，除了这一件事这句话。
But brothers and sisters, can we somehow submit to the Holy Spirit so that God can say that he or she has another spirit wholly following the Lord?
那么，我们是否能够顺服主呢？顺服圣灵，使到神能说这位弟兄或者姐妹，他有另外一个灵，忠心的跟随主。
If we do, if we open ourselves so that the Holy Spirit can lead us, and we have another spirit wholly following the Lord. If we do that.
如果我们能够敞开自己，让圣灵来引领我们，我们有另外一个灵，全新的跟随主的话
，It wouldn't take very long for us to be a different person.
将不会花很久的时间，我们能够变成另外一个不同的人。
To be a person that the Lord find freedom to use.
来成为另外一位主认为可以使用的。
Yes, and the Lord can find obedience that He can use.
主能够。找到顺服在其中，他能够使用。
And the Lord can find humility that He can correct.
那么主能够找到其中有这个谦卑，他能够纠正过来。
And the Lord can open our eyes so that we can see Him.
那么主能够开启我们的眼睛，使我们能够看见他。
And the Lord can open our eyes so that we can know His book.
主能够开启我们的眼，我们能够看他的圣经。
Yes.So, brothers and sisters, I think it is very important for ourselves.
所以弟兄姐妹们，对我们是非常重要。
To think about Joshua and Caleb.
来思考约书亚和加勒。
Caleb, when he was 85 years old.
加勒在他85岁的时候。
Joshua was also probably 85 years old.
和约书亚大约是85岁。
And the Joshua and Caleb came to Joshua.
那么加勒来到约书亚面前。
He said, "Remember, you know." 45 years ago, Moses, in your presence, has given this place to me.
那你记得45年前，摩西在你的面前呢，把这个地方给了我。
Now, those many years now.
现在多年过去了。
As I was strong then, I'm still strong now.
我那时力量如何，我现在仍旧力量如何。
Give me this piece of land.
把这一块地赐给我。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to have a hidden life with the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们必须在主里有隐藏的生命。
We have to give the Holy Spirit liberty in our life.
我们要在我们生命中给圣灵有自由运行的空间。
And then the other things, we're all getting older.
另外一点就是我们一年一年的老。
There are brothers, younger brothers and sisters in our fellowship, in our assembly.
在我们的聚会当中有年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And we have the responsibility to help them to grow into functioning brothers.
我们有这个责任来帮助他们来成长，来成为有功用的弟兄们。
And to become spiritually mature.
来在属灵上成熟。
That when they are early age, they can see the purpose of God.
在他们年轻的时候就能够看到神的旨意。
They are willing to take the lessons of the cross.
他们愿意来学习十字架的功课。
And commit themselves to following the Lord.
自己献上来跟随主。
And commit themselves to humbly serve brothers and sisters.
来把自己献上来谦卑的服侍弟兄姐妹。
So we need to pray for them.
所以我们必须为他们祷告。
We pray that somehow the spirit that moves Joshua and Caleb would move these young brothers and sisters as well.
我们祷告，这感动约书亚和加勒的灵，能够感动这些弟兄姐妹们。
I think I'll just stop here.
我就在这里停。
Can we have a further word of prayer?
让我们继续祷告。
Lord, we really thank you. What you have done over the years, what you have heart, your heart toward us, is just tremendous. And Lord, we just humbly ask you that help us, Lord, to grow in you. Help us to lay down our own self, and help us to commit ourselves to you, and help us to commit to brothers and sisters. And Lord, give us a life that we can be truly united with Christ and united with brothers and sisters. That in your church, we do see your life manifested. We do see your life, your glory shine. We thank you. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.